What's a militia?
It's like an army.
And my friend Marr
thinks that with the election of a very kind man, Abraham Lincoln, he looks like a monster, the boy said. Mulligan laughed. You might be right, John. But we think there will be a civil war when he takes office.
And so I am going to join the U.S. Army and help my old friend, Marr.
We have to help our friends. Can you understand that, son? The boy looked into his father's eyes. He had light-colored hair and sharp blue eyes, unlike his father, and his gaze never left his father's face. Seagulls hovered, watching for food scraps.
Are you leaving me, Dad?
Only for a short time, Mulligan said. Then I'll be back. If civil war breaks out, it can't last long. And who knows, maybe those folks in the South will accept Mr. Lincoln. Then I can be transferred here, to San Francisco. Then I can be with you.
How long will you be gone?
Not any longer than it takes. How long can I be away from you? They felt a cold breeze off the bay, and Mulligan saw the beginning of tears in his son's eyes. He embraced the boy. I'll never leave you for long, he said. I will write every week.
You're leaving me?
Only for a while. I love you, my dear boy. Looking at his son, Mulligan remembered the nurse putting the newborn infant in his arms and the doctor walking down the hall toward him, something frightful in his eyes. Then the doctor was saying that the boy's mother had suffered a hemorrhage, something about an attached placenta, and that they couldn't stop the bleeding. Michael Mulligan felt for the second time the devastation of a brutal loss. The boat whistle sounded. A man was calling on the assembled passengers to board. Michael Mulligan faced the Maguires. Elizabeth was wiping her eyes. Patrick Maguire nodded and gently lifted John up, holding him close. John held out his arms to his father.
Daddy, don't leave me.
I'll come back, Johnny. I'm your father. I love you. And I'll come back. Michael Mulligan took out a toy sun and pulled it in half. He gave one half to John.
You see this? One day I'm going to return and give you the other half. And we'll be together again. I love you. Michael, for God's sake, get going.
John Mulligan began crying, and Michael Mulligan kissed his son. Then he walked quickly up the plank, carrying a rolled bag. He could hear his son's now desperate screams as the Maguires carried him to a waiting carriage. Standing at the ship's railing, Mulligan watched them leave. It was a moment of despair and foreboding he would carry for the rest of his life. In a letter sent a month later, Patrick Maguire described how John Mulligan watched.